Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 401. We're starting a brand new franchise. Now we're starting the Mortal Kombat franchise. We're going to be doing Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and then the rebooted Mortal Kombat film from 2021. But today we're going to be talking about the 1995 version of Mortal Kombat. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So you remember watching this in the theater or no?
Boy, do I ever. I remember I was 8 years old when this movie came out, and I played video games like a mother when I was a kid. I got my first Nintendo when I was 3. So I was a big time Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. I didn't have a Sega Genesis, but my friends that had Sega Genesis, we played some Mortal Kombat. So when I saw this movie on the big screen, it was like, oh my gosh, look, it's Sub-Zero, it's Scorpion, it's Reptile, it's all my favorite guys. Look at them. They're real. So yeah, it was a big deal when I was a kid. Now, as an adult, I don't watch it very often, but it holds a special place in my heart because I did. My grandma took us to see this and the second one in the theater when we were kids, me and my sister. So we've seen them both in the theater. But yeah, I saw this at the theater and I loved it when I was 8. I loved it.
Okay. I never saw this in the theater. I remember when it came out, it was really big and popular, but I never seen this in theater. So I saw this when it came out on DVD. Yeah, I agree. I was like, oh, I'll believe the hype in the 90s. But now, watching this a few years later, I mean, decades later, do I feel the same way I did when I watched it the first time? Well, we're going to talk about it right now because financially, when this movie came out, it was a hit, right? Mm-hmm. People loved it, sucked it up. First of its kind, video game movies coming out about a martial arts film, right? $20 million budget to make. Well, you can see, to me, I felt like it was made out of $2. But now, it says $20 million and a worldwide total of $122 million. So it was very profitable. So are you shocked with those numbers?
No. It made 6 times its budget. So that's great. If this is modern day and it costs $100 million to make, that's a $600 million movie. That's pretty good. No, that's not surprising. This game, people don't understand. If you're younger, okay, if you were born like after 2000, you know Mortal Kombat as the new Mortal Kombat games, right? 3D, and they're still popular. MKX, and Mortal Kombat 11, Mortal Kombat 9 was a very popular one. I grew up with Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, where the people look like real people, and you know, it was kind of hard. It's not the best fighting game, but these things were popular in arcades like crazy. Plus, they had fatalities, right? Finish him. You could rip their head off and do. So it was a phenomenon. So I'm not surprised that when they made a movie of it, it made a ton of money. I'm really not. If anything, if you would have said $200 million, I would have also believed it. So yeah, not surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, I mean back then, and I agree with you, back then they had these in pizzerias. Like in the Bronx, they had pizzerias.
Yeah.
Put 50 cents, you're like, blocka, blocka. And then he's there for hours playing. And, you know, hey, Gus, get me a slice of pizza.
Gus.
Like, I pay you. In, that was the name of the owner from the.
I'll pay you in these quarters.
I'll pay you. My dad will give you the money when I come back.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, but in the Bronx, everyone knows everybody. My dad knew the pizza owners. So I was like, oh, my dad will pay you the $1.50.
I got to finish this pizza. Match.
I got to finish this. I'm going to my ass be here by Shang Tsung. Yeah. Right? So, anyway, so movie came out. Big hit. Now, what did the audience and critics thought about this film?
It's interesting because it's not great. It's not great. Then again, Rotten Tomatoes didn't exist in 95. I feel like a lot of these are retroactive reviews, and that's fair. It's okay. It doesn't really change much. The movie's a movie, right? 47% critic score. Not surprising. This is a video game movie, and it's a fighting game, which we're going to get into when we get to the story and stuff. But this is a 47. It has a 58 with audiences, though. So a little closer to fresh. Almost fresh, but more than half the people who reviewed it at least liked it. So there you go. And this, our review, who knows how it's going to go, but you know, we're going to tell you what we think of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised with these numbers. Again, Rotten Tomatoes was never created. So there's no, I can't believe the 58. It's out of nostalgia based, like how you said. Like a lot of people, maybe they watched this and they, I love this shit. this shit is really good. You know, it happens. Yeah. There's a lot of people that enjoy films that are not good. They think it's great, while other people just think this is not good. I'm gonna sell this right well, after.
The snobs are like looking down on it. This is a garbage movie.
This is not a Stanley Kubrick version of Mortal Kombat.
Stanley Kubrick's Mortal Kombat. This is not.
This is not. Okay?
This is Paul W.S. Anderson's Mortal Kombat.
And we all know Paul W.S. Anderson for the fine from franchises like Alien versus Predator,
Resident Evil,
oh,
Monster you know. Hunter,
and the husband of Mia,
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah,
Mila Jovovich's husband, and he did direct a movie we liked a lot, Death Race. That was good.
I did enjoy that movie. That was a good movie.
He is a
hit or miss.
He is what I would call a B movie extraordinaire, right?
You think so?
Yes.
You think so?
I do. Mm. I do. I think he's one of the better B movie directors. Now, if you don't like B movies, then you will like none of his movies. You know what I mean? He's not an A-list director, but he makes movies like the Resident Evil franchise, like Death Race. These are pulpy B movie premises. Mortal Kombat, even Event Horizon, which a lot of people do like. That is a B movie concept. A space movie where they find a portal to hell, that is not a, you know.
That's a video game.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think as far as B movie directors goes, he's one of the better ones. But that doesn't mean you'll like him if you don't like B movies.
You know, it's funny you say B. I see him more as a roulette wheel. Sometimes it's a hit and sometimes it's not. And you don't know if the ball's going to land on a hit, and he just keeps rolling the damn roulette wheels. And
that's true. Sometimes you bet on black and his movie lands on red. And you're like, well, I just lost.
You bet on black and his movie is whack. So
you bet on red. So. You wish you were dead. Sometimes you watch this
movie. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, we're gonna see.
All right, let's get right into some lead characters here. We got Sonya, Johnny Cage.
Oh yeah, Liu Kang, Liu Kang, Robin Shu. We got Raiden and Christopher Lambert giving the weirdest performance of all time as Raiden. Mm. First of all, Raiden's Asian, and Christopher Lambert's like French or something like that. He has a weird. He's Highlander. For anybody who doesn't know Christopher Lambert, he keeps laughing throughout the whole movie. He goes like, nobody knows why. It's weird. I always thought it was weird even when I was younger. I was like, why is he always laughing? Okay, I'm not gonna lie. So this is gonna be a bad review. Because I gave the lead characters a 4. I like Liu Kang. He's like the main lead. And I do like his arc, genuinely. So this movie, you got to remember too, this movie was inspired, the game was inspired by the movie Bloodsport. And originally, Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to be the sprite model for Johnny Cage. Because he's a movie star who knows martial arts and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, and Jean-Claude Van Damme, of course, starred in Street Fighter. Now, if he starred in this as like Johnny Cage's role, that I bet Johnny Cage would have been the main, you know, kind of thing. Instead, it's Liu Kang, who's played by Robin Shu. I like Liu Kang's arc in here. He is a martial artist. His brother gets killed by Shang Tsung, which we'll get into more in the storyline. But anyway, and he sets out for revenge. And there's this tournament. Again, think Bloodsport. The Kumite. This is the Kumite. More Kumite. The Kumite. So, you know, he's like, I'm going to enter this tournament. That's how I'm going to get my revenge. And then he does. And I genuinely like it. Raiden, they used him right. Like what he does in this is kind of like how he's supposed to function in the game, but the miscast. I don't know why Christopher Lambert, I know why, it's because he had a name in 95, but it should not have been him. And they recast him in the next movie with another guy they shouldn't have got, but we'll talk about that later. Sonya Blade. Oh, Bridget Wilson, Miss Veronica Vaughn from Billy Madison. I had a big crush on her when I was younger. From this movie, from Billy Madison, and from House on Haunted Hill. She was fine. And of course, she ended up marrying Pete Sampras, the tennis player. So there you go. So I like Bridget Wilson. Sonya Blade, military person, going after Kano. He's a murderer. That's her goal. And then you have Johnny Cage, who has a fun... I like Johnny Cage in this movie. I don't even care. He's an actor who actually knows martial arts, but they won't take him seriously because he's in crap movies. You got the fake Steven Spielberg directing the movie. At the beginning, he has the hat and everything. I'm like, wow, they made this very obvious. So he gets entered into the tournament by Shang Tsung in disguise because he wants to prove himself that he's a real fighter. So I like the characters. I don't care. I also played these games, all of them, and I know the story and I know the lore. If you don't, you could give this a 1 and I would be like, yep, you're probably right. I gave it a 4 because I think they're mostly accurate. to the game.
Okay. Okay.
Do what so, you gotta do. Do what you
I,
gotta do.
I never played, well, I played Mortal Kombat. Like I said, I played it in the pizzeria, but I never followed the storylines. Like, I don't go from beginning to end. I never brought after that. I don't buy them at all. I'm not a big fighting game type guy. So I'm gonna be really honest with everybody. Like, the games I have is more RPG action.
And I am a big fighting game. I love Street. I grew up on you Street like Fighter, those type Mortal of games. Kombat. So, coming from two different perspectives.
Yeah. So, like, I play RPG stuff, I play mostly baseball games and Star Wars stuff. So when it comes to this thing, I was like, oh my God. So again, I enjoy these type of movies. I watch them. I sit down and enjoy them because it's a film and I enjoy this stuff. But I'm sorry. I rewatching this now. These guys are horrible. These actors are god awful. Some of them are miscasted though. I know you played it. I know you felt the combat. I mean, I know you went through all this. But you cannot tell me they casted these guys right. Raiden is miscasted. I mean, hell's down. Severely. I mean, you can see that.
Yeah.
Sonya Blade,
her too.
She's miscasted.
Bridget Wilson's fine, but she can't fight.
She can't fight for nothing.
Yeah.
Johnny Cage can't act, but look like the character, but just can't act. Liu Kang is the only one that I could go, sure, he is the plausible character that looked like the video game, acts like him, but the other four are just not even. I was like, no way. But anyway, like I said, I'm not here to judge acting or nothing like that, but they were not good on screen. And I don't know, I did like the storylines, but at the end of the day, they were just so corny. All of them fighting is not even, we'll talk about that stuff, we'll break it more down, but like, I was not engaged as much because I felt like I was watching a horrible movie in front of me. And I guess it's because, and I guess you could agree with me on this, and I think this is where this is gonna hurt a lot of these stats, is that this movie does not age well.
The effects are god awful.
Oh, it's god awful. But the thing is like, if like, there's other card, I mean, there's other video game movies that age pretty well. Pretty well. I'm not saying, I mean, they're still bad. Some of them are bad, but they age pretty well. This one does not age well. Like, you said, like Scorpion, Sub-Zero, we're going to talk about that in the main villains. They look great.
Reptile
looks great, right? Shang Tsung looks great. Right? Mm-hmm. Even the guy with the four arms.
Goro.
Goro looks great. Kano looks great. Right?
Yeah. They look like the video
hot
game.
Chick. The what's the hot chick?
Oh, Princess Kitana.
Kitana. I want Katana. Right? Like, I thought she, you know what's funny? Yeah. When I was seeing her now, first of all, she's hot.
That's, and
I was
Talisa just like, Soto is the actress.
Yeah. I was like, why didn't they ever casted her as Talia al Ghul? Because she looks just like her, Talia al Ghul. But anyway, all that, I gave it a 2 out of 5 for lead characters. Yeah,
I already said, I anything you give it, I'm not going to argue with you ever at all. It's just, it is what it is.
No. It's not even that. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a 2 out of 5. I already know where we're going to go with this.
Oh, yeah.
Once you gave it a 4, I said, damn it. I already know where you're going to go.
With these main villains.
Now,
two
main villains. So we already named them all. So what you got?
5. Give it a 5. I love Shang Tsung in this movie. First of all, I like that actor. He's really good. He's probably the best actor in the whole movie. He's constantly like, he knows the role. He does well. He plays it serious, right? Like, he's not hammy. The problem with Christopher Lambert is he's like joking the whole movie. Like, he's like, this is stupid. You could tell he probably was like, this is dumb. I'm going to do laugh and do all this annoying. The guy who plays Shang Tsung, he like took it serious. And I think he's the best actor in this. But this movie was influential on the game in that now the versions of Shang Tsung are modeled after this actor. So they look like him.
Oh, good.
So yeah. So it's like, cause he made a mark on sort of the Mortal Kombat universe by doing a really good Shang Tsung. Plus, just as a villain character, I don't really have a problem with him. It's a tournament movie. He is the next guy to the Emperor, who's a guy named Shao Kahn, who they don't show till literally the last scene of the movie. And he's like a sorcerer, and he could suck people's souls out. So you're telling me you got to consider the movie, right? There's a video game movie. We got a main villain who fights people. He fights Liu Kang to win the tournament. He's sneaky. He tries to set up where he fights Sonya Blade and like, no, you can't do that whole thing. He sucks people's souls out of their body. He makes other people kill people. He says, finish him. And then they kill them. I love him. I think he's a great, for a video game movie, he's a great antagonist. So I give him a 5. Goro's cool. It's hard to do him in 95. And I think they did as best they could. I do like the actual prosthetic, like the practical effect of Goro in this. When we get to the new one, he's fully CG. CGI. So, you know, it's different, but he looks cool, but I could imagine it's hard to make a good fight scene with a guy in a suit like that. You know what I mean? So I don't hold that against him. They tried. I think he looks cool. They got him right. He's kind of a sub boss who's big and strong. Kano, disappointing, because he's like a mercenary guy. He kills people and he eats a giant turkey leg. And then Sonya kills him. And the one fight that they have, she breaks his neck, which I do like that, actually. He's like, give me a break. He goes, okay, and breaks his neck. Anyway, but Shang Tsung is the one. I'm giving him a 5. I don't care. I think he's a great villain for this, especially for this kind of movie.
Yeah, so, okay. This one I did put higher points. I gave it a 4. And the reason why, I do agree with everything you said. But I think in terms of, and I guess for myself, because it's a video game, I'm trying to like compare and what they look. They looked exactly like the video game. Mm. All of them. Which I thought that was a plus. Mm-hmm. On the hero side, only one out of the 4 looked like the villain. I mean, like the heroes. Like, so other than that, let's break it down. Right? Sub-Zero. Liked him.
Oh, I didn't even talk about the sub-villains. You're right. You go ahead.
Yeah. So you had Sub-Zero. Great. I was like, wow. CGI outdated. But I was like, it is what it is. But I thought it worked very well. Right? Scorpion. Another great character.
Love Scorpion.
Now, my only thing with Scorpion, I guess we could talk about it in action scenes, but his work, they must have took all his like dialogue from the video game.
Yeah.
Because they did, right?
It must have sound like the game. Get over here!
Yeah. Get down from here!
Yeah.
Welcome! And I was like, what the hell? Like, he just has one word, like they literally took it from the video game and made him talk. So I thought he was good. Goro, I thought he was fun looking, very 90s. So I was like, that. I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool. Kano, I thought was really cool. And Shang Tsung, I thought he was a great one out of all of them. I agree with you on that. And Katana was hot. I keep bringing up Katana because she was hot. Yeah, other than that, I gave it a 4. You could talk about Sub-Zero in them.
Yeah, Sub-Zero and Scorpion. So they did change them a bit in this movie, and they're going to get them right in the later installment we're going to talk about because they hate each other. And he mentions it on the boat. He's like, Sub-Zero and Scorpion, greatest enemies, but under my mind control, they work for me. So they, you know, even though they're both ninja characters, they're from two different clans. So they don't like, they're like rivals.
So they're Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow from G.I.
Exactly,
Joe?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, they're rivals. They didn't really tap into that at all. And then you have Reptile. He's the third ninja. Oh, I do like the idea of them making him into the guy from Monsters, Inc., Russell, the whole time. But then he turns into the ninja when he fights Liu Kang. The CGI is not good, but it was a cool idea. But yeah, I think Sub-Zero, his CGI is less bad than the other one, though. Like when he's making that big ice thing, I feel like that was most of the CGI budget because the little thing coming out of Scorpion's hand is horrible. That is not supposed to be like they made it an organic, like a living thing, and that's not what it is. It's literally a rope with a hook on the end of it or like a spear. So anyway, they changed some stuff, but I think they looked cool. They did. When they walked on screen, when they walk in the room at first on the boat, I remember my head exploding when I was a kid. I was like, oh my God, look at these guys. And now it looks like they're wearing pajamas, but it's still a cool entrance scene. I think they look cool.
Yeah, I agree.
That was it.
All right, so let's get to some action sequences.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna truly, while I have a lot of nostalgia for certain aspects of this movie, I did want to look at the action completely. I didn't care about action when I was a kid, really. I was like, you know, whatever, just do stuff and I'll like it. Whatever it was, I would have liked. I genuinely feel this way about the action in this movie. I gave it a three because there is a lot of fights. This is it's a fighting game movie, and fighting games, typically, the new Mortal Kombat's have way more lore. Like, they have stories. This first game is literally, here's a tournament, win. You know, there's not a lot. So they had to make stuff up. So when you have that and you're making a fighting game, what do you want to see? One-on-one fight. So you get a fight between Sonya and Kano. You get a fight between Liu Kang and Sub-Zero. You get a fight between Liu Kang and Shang Tsung. You get Goro versus Johnny Cage, and then Johnny Cage versus Scorpion. Oh, and Liu Kang versus Reptile.
Yeah.
I legitimately like the Liu Kang and Reptile fight. I think that one is actually really good. Robin Shu, he's a good martial artist. They're not super fast, but this is also the mid-90s Hollywood movie. It's not a Chinese martial arts movie. So, but I like the choreography, and I love the Johnny Cage versus Scorpion fight. I don't care. I love the settings of it. I love when they're in the woods, that those woods that are like the trees just go for like forever, and then they transfer, they take the portal, and then they're down like in like the lava type area. It looks like stages from the game, which was cool, but I like those two fights. The rest of them are mixed bag. I thought Shang Tsung versus Liu Kang was fine. And then also you have like a little bit of other action at the beginning with Sonya in the club when she's trying to go get Kano, and it's not spectacular. spectacular, but I don't think it's god awful. So that's why I landed on a 3. And there's a good amount of action here. So I gave it a 3.
Okay. So I gave the action a 2. I thought it had decent action. They're not good action. I mean, they're not good fighting sequences. I mean, I do like some of them. Like, I do enjoy the Shang Tsung versus Liu Kang. Mm-hmm. They had the best fighting out of all of them. I felt like they learned their choreography and they sped up. And I was like, wow, that actually, other than that, I felt like the other ones, they were like waiting to get hit. Like, especially the Sonya versus Kano. That was really so bad.
Slow.
Yeah. And then he kicks her. She's like, and I was just like, what the hell? Like, I was like, it just did not work for me at all. I felt, again, it takes you out of the movie. Scorpion. Okay, this is what I wanted to say about Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Kano. These guys are amazing, right? They're good. But the way they kill them all off is so dumb. It is so dumb. Like, the dude literally stands there doing this big ice bubble. He takes a bucket of water and throws it and kills him. And I was just like, yeah, okay, cool. Scorpion, he stays there, rips his mask off, looks like one of the characters from Army of the Darkness, I guess, skeletons, yeah. Which I bet is part of the video game, I guess,
it's
right?
One of his fatalities. He rips off his mask, he has a skeleton face, and he burns them. He spits fire and burns them. So that was like a game moment.
My question to you is, during that process, you could block it and kill him?
Not in the game. You die when that happens.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so see? So then he gets up with this weird shield and cuts him, and then all of a sudden his autograph on top.
His
and
lava like, comes out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like so weird. The Kano, I did not like the fight. Great looking character,
yeah.
But the fights did not work. And I agree with you. I don't know how you can make four armed dudes fight. It just looks really bad. But, you know, I'm not going to credit because there's a lot of positives. Like, again, this is the first of its kind at the time. I did like the reptile versus Liu Kang. I thought that was a really good fight. Johnny Cage didn't have much fighting besides Scorpion. Like, that's
He fights Goro, but he just punches him in the nuts.
And then he
chases him around and he throws him off the cliff.
He said, hey, you broke my $500 glasses. And then he kicks him right off the mound. I thought it could have been, I don't know, like I said, it could have been a little bit more bad, but I gave it a 2 out of 5.
By the way, the end of the Johnny Cage Scorpion fight's incredible. After he kills him and then his autograph falls on the floor. Love that shot.
I figured that was a video game thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And they do that in the new video games too, even still. Like, he's always signing autographs or taking selfies with like their dead bodies and stuff. Like, it's pretty funny. So, I like that character. Yeah, I see where you're coming from for sure. It hasn't aged particularly well.
No. Okay. Storyline.
I gave it a 2. It's not good. It's not good. But the only reason I gave it a 1, I didn't give it a 1, because it's comprehensible. Like, you could follow it, right?
Yeah.
It's a revenge story. It's a tournament. There's a lot of gobbledygook, which is why it gets a 2. Like, how do these portals work? They take a little portal to the outworld or whatever. Yeah, and all that stuff's from the game, but I think they could have explained it better. The problem is, and the reason I gave it a 2, I'm going to give them some credit, is that first video game has no story, and they had to make up a lot of stuff. So, you know, you can only do so much when you're like, okay, what's the point of this game? Okay, this game is based on a tournament. There's the Earth Realm and then the Outer World, and whoever wins gets to be like the dominant world pretty much, right? And that's all they have. From there, they have to make everything up. So, you know, I give them a little bit of credit, but it's not good. I gave it a 2. It's super basic and then a little bit worse, but it's not god awful. I would have gave it, well, we'll see about that next movie, but this one I give it 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 2 storyline. You absolutely right. You could follow it, but then at the end of the day, there's nothing compelling. If you're a fan of the game, you'll be like, this is dumb, or you might enjoy it for what it is. Again, I thought it was a decent enough film for me to go, oh, okay. The storyline was okay. I think if it was better actors, maybe. Because there's movies that are horrible that has good actors, and you'd be like, wow, this movie's pretty good. Like, it's just, they did their job. Like, you just go, I enjoy it for what it is. This one, I just feel like the storyline, yeah, you're right. The Liu Kang storyline was really good. But then, honestly, since I didn't play the game much, I really did not understand the other stuff. Like him being the chosen one, and Katana's the princess of the outer world, and Goro is the prince of the
underground, whatever people.
Yeah, so I was just like, I got confused most of the time, because I'm like, and why is he doesn't want to fight Liu Kang? Like, Like, there was no backstory on why he wanted to fight him. Yeah. It was just like, I'm taking Sonya Blade. And then who's, and they were like, no. And then he was like, I challenge you. And it was like, and he's like, you know, Raiden's stupid. You're learning.
And then at one point he laughs and he says, sorry. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, you are sorry.
I don't know. I just felt like the story, I don't know. To me, it was just flat. Okay, overall.
Okay, overall, I like this movie. I like this movie from mostly from a nostalgia point of view. I won't lie. It's a movie that I saw a lot when I was a kid and I really liked it. I don't rewatch it very often, but there's a lot of stuff in it I genuinely like. I think Paul W.S. Anderson, oh, this time he was just called Paul Anderson, but I think he added a W.S. because then Paul Thomas Anderson came out, and just to differentiate them, they both have a middle name. So genuinely likes a lot of the locations that this movie is shot in. It looks great. A lot of it's in Cambodia, I believe, because one of my friends went there and actually visited a lot of the filming sites. So Cambodia, like I said, I love the forest that Scorpion and Johnny Cage fight in. I like the sets. I think they did a good job. Like, there's a lot of production stuff that I genuinely think is good in this movie. And then I like some of the fights. I don't like some of the fights. I love the music. This has one of the best like mid-90s soundtracks. That Mortal Kombat song that plays on the opening credits, it gets you hyped right away, like, oh shoot, this is gonna be, you just Mortal Kombat, and then it's just techno music and it's very mid-90s, but it works. It really does. So I like the soundtrack, but this movie has a ton of flaws. Has a bad story. It has not aged particularly well. It's one of those movies where if you saw it then and liked it, you'll probably like it still. If you never seen it, you will not like it if it's your first time watching it. And if you didn't like it then, you still won't like it now. So it's a very specific audience for this film. So for me, I like it. I don't love it. I gave it a 3.
Okay, so overall, I gave it a 2. I thought it was a decent movie. Decent movie. I don't think it's good. I just think it's decent. The fighting is decent. The acting is atrocious, but it holds itself. It holds itself throughout the whole movie. And the villain is what holds it up, to be really honest with you. But yeah, other than that, I agree with you. Oh man, this soundtrack. Man, you got Fear Factory when the Scorpion versus Johnny Cage.
Heck yeah.
That Fear Factory school. Like, oh,
it's awesome. I was
like, holy crap. And then when Liu Kang versus Shang Tsung is like, test your might. He's like, dung, 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 dung. Test. More to come. Yeah, I thought that was really dope. I thought it was really cool. They utilized it when they needed to. But you're right. The highlight is pretty much the soundtrack. While the movie does get hurt, again, I'm not one of those that'd be like, oh, you know, if I hate it, I'm never going to watch it. Because I watched it now. It's not like I gravitate to it, but it's not like I'm never going to see it again. I thought I would watch it for, you know, I'll watch
it. It's cheesy.
Again. Yeah,
it's a very cheesy movie. Yeah.
Watchable crap. That's what
watchable.
I'll say.
This is, for me, this is a hardcore watchable crap.
Yeah. Total points.
Total points for me, it's a 17 out of a 25.
Okay.
I like this movie. Nostalgia. It's a good time. But it's not good, but it's a good time.
I gave this a 12 out of a 25. Now, to me, this is watchable crap for me. I could watch this again, but I will never get this on 4K. Because if you think whatever version you watch this movie in, it will not look good. The CGI would be atrocious.
I have this on Blu-ray.
In that Steelbook pack that came out?
No, I got the one that's like a, it's like a 4-pack with the first two and then the web series and then the 90s Spawn 4-pack.
I got the Steelbook that came out from Best Buy that comes with 1 and 2. I think it's 1 and 2.
It's
1
and 2 only. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only version I'm getting. And I mean, that's the only version I have, and that's the only one I need other than that. Yeah,
I agree.
Imagine a 4K of this movie.
I will buy a 4K of this movie.
Oh, I know you would because you just told us.
But I like it. But I would not get a 4K of the second one, just the first one.
I don't know. We didn't talk about that one yet.
No, we haven't, but we will. Oh, Lord. All right.
All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
Well, coming up next, we got a change of pace for Mortal Kombat. We have a Oscar-winning director directing a war action movie called Black Hawk Down. So we're going to be covering that. And then next week, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Now, let me just tell you something about this movie. I have not seen it in at least, what year is it? 2024. It's been at least 20 years since I've watched it. I'm not even lying. My grandma took me and my sister to see this in the theater, and we hated it when we were 10 and 12. So as a kid, I hated it. So I'm interested to go back and watch it, but I do know from what I remember, Alex, if you did not like the first Mortal Kombat, you're going to want to kill yourself watching this movie. Like, it is that bad. So we'll see if anything's changed.
Yeah.
Maybe it crossed over to watchable crap, but from what I remember, total dud. I know they recast Raiden, they recast Sonya Blade, and they have new villains in this movie. So we'll see how it goes. But that's going to be our next movie in the Mortal Kombat series.
All right, there you have it. Mortal Kombat Annihilation is coming up soon. And other than that, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, hit the like buttons on your favorite episodes, leave some comments, and of course you guys can follow Geeks and Flicks on social media. Also, we have Instagram, it's a geek, the letter N, flicks. Follow, hit the likes on whatever post you see there, and of course on TikTok we do 1 minute reviews, up to 1 minute reviews. We'll be doing some unboxings there also in the future. But yeah, it's Geeks, the letter N, flicks. Other than that, he is your host
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.